On April 9, 1983, at Kirtland Air Force Base, I was shown an alleged briefing document for an unnamed U.S. president. And it said extraterrestrial biological entities, or EBENs, had manipulated DNA in already evolving primates to create Homo sapiens. The military source told me that was true. But he stressed that no one in the American government with access to that knowledge ever wanted to be alive. If or when such an announcement were broadcast to the world, the humans are someone else's experimental androids. He told me that he had talked firsthand with a U.S. Air Force captain who received telepathic communication from one non-human at a crash site in the Roswell region. He said 1949, not 1947. Because the captain, more than anyone else at the crash site, could clearly and correctly receive mind-to-mind communication from the non-human and EBEN. The captain was assigned to live with this entity called EBA-1 at the Los Alamos Laboratory in New Mexico until EBA died of unknown causes on June 18, 1952. That Air Force captain said one of the most important transmissions that he ever received from this EBEN was, quote, "We made you, we put you here on Earth, but you have to live it," close quote.